So here we are again. Did you eat an aubergine?
No. God, no.
Oh, God.
I was flat out like looking at people telling me about recipes, but I was like, that's for the health coach now. That's not for me. It's aubergine season.
It is aubergine. And for us, they mean two completely different things.
They do.
Only on the Soul Sisters podcast could the aubergine emoji actually be about aubergines. Hi, I'm Georgie Crawford. Oh yeah. Every time. Hi, I'm Georgie Crawford and I'm a health coach.
And I'm Claire Solan and I'm a life coach.
On Soul Sisters, we get together to navigate the challenges that life throws our way by sharing the wisdom we've learned and most importantly, having some fun too.
The Soul Sisters podcast is a Good Glow production brought to you with thanks to Colgate, the number one toothpaste brand in Ireland and the world.
We've partnered with Colgate because they are the champions of optimism. They inspire and empower people to be the hero of their own lives. They are committed to improving oral health and believe that everyone deserves a future to smile about.
Colgate says our smile is our strength and we couldn't agree more. So all this season on Soul Sisters, we're going to share our reasons to smile.
God, I had a mad week.
Go on.
Just a week of... So when I finish the Good Glow, I feel tired. You know, I'm like putting all of my energy into the Good Glow for 10 weeks. And then when I'm finished it, it's almost like I recover for a few days, you know? So like the first 5 days of this week, I was just kind of sorting out the house and doing jobs that I'd put on the long finger.
I know where you are in that, and I do something similar in work. But what happens is just what you went through in the first 5 days of this week, which is you are flatlining because you go like the clappers. And then when you reach the finish line, you're on the brink of burnout.
Yeah. And do you know what, actually, now that you're saying that, that's how I was in radio for 10 years, but there was no flat line. I just kept going and going and pushing myself harder and harder.
And what happened?
Everything fell apart.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to Soul Sisters.
I have been driving around a lot this week. We went on two road trips, which was glorious, two little nights away. And you know what? I was driving in my car yesterday and I caught myself trolling myself. Remember we were talking about this last week, Angela Scanlon saying she was her biggest troll. I was trolling myself, thinking about a video I made of me running. And I am not, as you know, like a natural athlete.
You're Phoebe from Friends.
Yeah, a little bit. So when I see videos of me running, I get really like a little bit self-conscious because it's not like what you'd expect a runner to look like, because I'm not a runner. So I was sitting at the traffic lights thinking about this video that I had just edited of me running. And I was like, oh, you run like Mr. Bean. And I went, oh, excuse you. That is so mean. I cannot believe I just said that to myself. I was like, you know, when I'm running, I feel so free. I feel happy. I feel so full of confidence. So I shouldn't let the last hurdle, as you know, to use whatever.
Use an official phrase, an athletic phrase.
To use an athletic phrase.
Because you don't normally see videos of yourself running. It's just because of the content I'm making at the moment.
Yeah.
So the feeling I have inside is different when I'm actually doing it to when I'm looking at it.
Yes.
So I need to just let Jamie kind of handle that and just enjoy what exercise brings to me and not, you know, try to drag myself down about it.
Yeah. And it's, I think there's an interesting little nugget here around perfectionism and how in our minds exists this you know, level, this perfect performance of every aspect of who we are and how we move and what we do and how we look. And so your mind was just wandering into that, you know, secret garden of perfectionism. And it's great, actually, that you were able to call that voice out. I'd love to have been the person in the car beside you, where I'd just be looking in going, she's not singing to a song. Looks like she's having a conversation with somebody. Who's she talking to? Oh, just the voice in her head. Ah, yeah, that's it.
I just feel like time's up a little bit with that sort of stuff. And Angela Scanlon was the one who brought it up and brought it to the forefront of our minds. And that's what I love about podcasts, because sometimes it can plant such a positive seed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've become conscious of that. And I'm going to try not to do that again. How was your week?
Do you know who's an absolute ride? Harry Styles.
Oh, myself and Jamie had a debate about this last night. Who's better looking, Harry Styles or David Beckham? And I said, I'm sorry, but it's Harry Styles.
And listen, I never thought that I would be the one to say this, because I am what the industry would call, what life would call, a late adopter.
Mm.
You know, I am a late adopter in terms of, you know, people are saying stuff is cool and he's hot. And I'm just like, yeah, whatever. And then suddenly up the back, here she comes, soloing on the inside flank. Wow, isn't Harry Styles an absolute babe? So I watched the BTS behind the scenes video of his video shoot. And in it, old Hazza is in his little red shorts, topless. And holds up the baby in the little baby grow. Now, the baby's having none of it. You know, it's that awkward moment. And I think I can say this as not a parent. When a parent is like, hold her, hold her. And I'm like, no. And I can see as the baby is being transferred into my arms, her face crumples. She's who are you? And leave me alone. And so Harry takes the baby and puts it kind of on his hip. And he's like, come on,
help me.
Help me here. But actually he deals with it very well. He just keeps laughing in the baby's face, even though the baby's like visibly distraught, which made me love him even more.
I met Harry Styles.
Soza?
So myself and Riyad, when we worked in Spin, went to Niall Horan's charity football match in Leicester. And we got backstage back behind the doors of the football pitch. I don't know what you call it.
We got into the changing rooms.
Yeah, we were standing outside the changing rooms, basically.
Yeah.
So it was a charity thing. So everyone playing was famous. So Harry Styles, right?
Yeah.
One by one, the celebrities were arriving at the stadium and there was thousands of fans outside. So it'd be like, bah! And then Niall Horan would walk through the door and then, wah! And then James Corden would walk through the door. And one by one, they were all walking through the door. Then we heard these screams like I have never witnessed before. And I turned around to Riyad and I said, that's Harry Styles. And sure enough, those screams were for Harry. They're a different level. Harry walked in. Myself and Riyad were like, wow, he's like an angel. And he went out to play the match and we were backstage. And he came back in to use the bathroom during the match. So he flew down the tunnel into the bathroom, came back out, ran past us. Me and Riyad are there like with our mouths hanging open. And he went up the tunnel, stopped, did a U-turn and came back and said, I'm so sorry. I'm Harry. Pleased to meet you. And shook both of our hands. and then carried on with his day.
Oh my God, he's an angel. He's an earth angel. So listen, little did we know last week when we were having our chats that people would be up in arms, Georgie, up in arms over two of the topics we talked about last week. I'll take one for obvious reasons and you can take the aubergines.
So I was getting messages from people in the bath. I was getting aubergine recipes. I was getting people like such a reaction to the bath story. People were howling. So the big question I think that we all need to know at this point of this story is, do you think your neighbor heard anything about your thoughts of having a bath in their house?
Unless she's telepathic, she's no idea.
Okay.
Emma is actually up north in Cheshire at the moment taking care of her dad, and her husband is a hilarious Kiwi called Matt. And I have been dipping in and out to feed the cats for Matt when he's late at work and stuff.
Oh, Matt's still around.
So Matt came back, but is occasionally late at work. So the answer to the question is I didn't have a bath.
Mm-hmm. Do you take it upon yourself to go in and check on their cats, or have they asked you to do this?
They've been asking me. So they leave me sometimes for a week and look after them. And then if Matt works at Borough Market, and sometimes he's late at work, depending on how long they'll be. He works on a cheese and dairy stall. Yeah, he's amazing. Often drops me in like ricotta or natural yogurt. And so Matt has been saying in the last week or so, oh, Claire, I'm not going to be home. Would you mind taking care of the cats for me, or give the cats a sachet? And
what's that?
That was my attempt at a Kiwi accent.
No, what's it, giving a cat a sachet?
Well, it's not a massage. It's a feed. A sachet of food.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, loads and loads of people that I know are listening to this podcast, right? And on all platforms, they decided they needed to get in touch with me to tell me how to deal with the bath situation.
Okay.
So I can say it's probably a fairly even split. Some people were like, go for your life, jump in, sure, they'll be delighted if you're cleaning it for them. And then the other half took the same reaction as you did, absolutely appalled at the idea. Mm-hmm. Step away from your neighbor's bath forever. So I did. I didn't have a bath. Now that Matt's back in town, I better just, you know, go and have a shower. I would say I'm flat out having showers. I could have up to 5 showers in a day.
I thought I was bad. Sometimes, like if I'm on holidays, I might have 3.
And that's on holiday, so you, that's, you know.
I love a shower on holidays because we have really bad water pressure in our house. Oh. So whenever I go away and there's like a good strong shower, that's where you find me.
Where's Georgie? Oh no, she's just in the shower, don't worry. Yeah. I find myself getting into the shower to do the obvious thing, which is clean myself. But also if I'm feeling cold.
Yes.
There'll be 2 things I'll do. First would be go have a shower. But if I've already had one about half an hour ago, I'll go.
Half an hour ago.
I'll say to myself, I better just go and get a hot water bottle and cling to that for a couple of hours.
Oh, so you're like craving water.
Yes. Yes.
Would you ever sit in your shower?
I have done, yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't like get a little stool.
Oh, hang on. Did I not tell you? I have a nana seat in my shower.
Do you?
Yeah. There used to be a woman here who was elderly, and she lived here, I think, before the woman who lived here before me. So there's a nana seat. There's a Mitra nana seat in my shower. And every so often I'll sit down, take down the hose and just like.
Oh, lovely. Oh. And actually my recommends is about showers. This week. So stay tuned to the end of the podcast. That's a nice little bit of serendipity there. Now, I want to talk to you, Miss Claire Solan, because you've already given away the game that you did not eat an aubergine. Not only did I eat one aubergine I had two. So I went away to the most beautiful place called the Wicklow Escape on Thursday night. We had a 7-course meal by one of the best chefs in Ireland. And one of the courses was aubergine. I couldn't believe it because I felt like this was so weird because we'd just been talking about aubergines. And I was delighted that I didn't actually have to cook one myself.
Yes.
I ate this aubergine. It was like nothing I'd ever tasted before. It was so beautiful. It was like a kind of like a Japanese recipe.
Oof.
And anyway, I had that. Then I came home and felt guilty. I felt bad. I felt like I was cheating a little bit by eating the aubergine from the chef. So a half an hour before I came on to this podcast, I was grilling aubergines in the George Foreman and eating them so that I will have, kept up my side of the bargain. I'm really glad that I did it because I sliced it up into like kind of like coin shapes, you yes. know, like down, straight down. Put a tiny little bit of extra virgin olive oil, little bit of salt and pepper into the George Foreman, 5 minutes. Oh my God. Absolutely delicious.
Really?
Yeah. And you know what? When I eat healthy food, I like really, I'm just so grateful that I'm putting these nutrients into my body, especially when I eat a fruit or vegetable that I haven't eaten before or in a long time.
That's the way I feel when I get a new pizza topping.
I loved Be Well with Becca's reaction when you said that you ordered Hawaiian pizzas. She's stunned.
Sorry now, just to give everybody some context there, we did, as our soul sisters, we did our first Instagram live with Be Well with Becca, who's live in Chicago.
She's amazing. Oh. She's such a great person to follow. Follow Be Well with Becca.
She's fabulous. And so, yeah, I wasn't sure because obviously I was so engrossed in the pizza story that I wasn't sure how to read her reaction. So you think her reaction to me choosing a pineapple pizza was negative?
I just think it was so unexpected. And listen, I was so grateful that she asked the question that all of the soul sisters have clearly wanted answers to. What is the pizza that you have? So I think she was expecting you. I don't know what she was expecting you to say, but it felt like to me watching the whole thing unfold that she wasn't expecting a ham and pineapple pizza.
No. And like when you're on an Instagram live, it was my first one. You've done plenty of them. Like I'm just, you know, flat out just trying to stay on screen and, you know, keep up and make sure that my internet's working. So I did. There was a moment where I was like, I'm not sure I gave her the answer she was looking for. But I was being true to myself.
And have you ordered a pizza since that Instagram live? Did it inspire you to?
I ordered one straight after.
Did you?
Yeah. I sent Becca a message and I said, that was amazing. Really enjoyed chatting with you. I'm going to go and order a pizza to celebrate.
And it was a Hawaiian.
It was a margarita.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, next time you order a pizza, you better get an aubergine one.
Do you know what we should do now? A little old healthy habits update. How are you getting on, health coach?
So I have been prioritizing my healthy habits again and bringing them back to the forefront of my mind. And it's been working so well for me this week. So my healthy habits are to drink water first thing in the morning. I give myself a target of 5 to 7 portions of fruit and veg a day. I like to drink 1.5 liters of water. And I had been presuming that I was doing that over the last couple of months, but I've been feeling a little bit tired and I was like, I feel like I need to just be more mindful of them and track them a little better. So that's what I've been doing. And, you know, people often ask me about healthy habits and it's part of my corporate talk when I speak about, you know, when you want to create a healthy habit, it's not about taking on loads of things at the same time. So we're coming into the summer now. It's the perfect opportunity to think about, you know, what could my healthy habit be for the summer? Is it, you know, setting your alarm 1/2 hour earlier to just get up and have some extra time in your morning? Or is it to, you know, cook once, eat twice, which is a really great way of saving yourself some time? Or maybe you just want to concentrate on water for the next couple of months. So it's not about kind of transforming your entire life. I take on a new healthy habit once every few months. So I take on about 3 healthy habits a year. And so that's, you know, how I really changed my life was through these healthy habits and just becoming aware of what way I'm living and what I'm putting into my body. And I seen, Claire, as well, you were talking about healthy habits and some that were working or not working for you.
So what I have, actually, it's inspired by Martha Beck, which I know we're going to talk about in a while. The Martha Beck episode of The Good Glow, where she talks about how much people underestimate sleep.
Oh, yeah.
She had a chronic illness, didn't she? And she was in chronic pain for like 12 years. So she just said she just prioritized sleep over anything else. And it's like people just assume you're kind of lazy if you're sleeping a lot or it's a weakness. And I've been kind of just doing a little bit of research into what sleep does and what sleep can do for me and being really honest with myself. If I say to you, I go to bed at 9, the chances are I'm still awake at 11. And that's for a variety of reasons. I might be watching something. I might be scrolling. I might be sending voice notes. So I wanted to get really militant about going into bed and going to sleep. And this will tell you where my social life's at. It's Saturday night that I'm really working on.
Like going earlier on Saturdays.
Yeah, heading to bed on Saturday nights. So I was like, you know what? Most of the time on a Saturday night, I'm in. So I'm not going to sit in front of my telly and just binge watch episodes of whatever's on. I'm actually going to go into that bedroom at around 8:30 or 9 and just get sleeping. So anyway.
And just get sleeping.
Get busy sleeping or get busy dying. Anyway, I love talking about my neighbors on this podcast. Seems like my neighbors have the same idea.
What?
My neighbors above me go to bed early on a Saturday night.
How do you know?
Well, I know because they're not going, they're sleeping.
Oh no, are you serious?
Why is it that it's really sexy to watch people having sex, but it's really unsexy to hear people having sex? Oh, so here I was. Now, obviously, like proper nana vibes, right? I'm sitting up in my bed with one of my 75 books that I haven't read yet, but they're all around me going, read me, read me, read me, read me. So I have a book in my hand and I'm there and I'm like, it's 9:15. I am such a legend. I'm going to give it 15 or 20 minutes till my eyes start to get heavy and then I'm going to fall asleep. And then, hark. I can hear a bed moving. I can hear a bed moving. I can hear, oh God, no. Two lovely Brazilians live above me. And boy, oh boy.
Do they love each other?
Do they love each other? They're having a really sexy time. So my healthy habit now is a work in progress. Perhaps Sunday nights are the night to get more sleep.
Okay. So I would have always thought that you went to bed early. Are you the type of person that when it's sleep time, that are you in darkness and everything is off?
Yes. And I want to be serious about this for a moment. I want to tell you that the reason that I sleep so well is because I meditate. So if you have even a passing interest or curiosity about meditation and you don't sleep very well, please, I urge you to start at the beginning. 1, 2, 3, 5 minutes of meditation. My head hits the pillow. The place is completely dark and I fall asleep. I don't even run any of my worries or negative thoughts or distractions through in my mind. I fall straight to sleep. And that is because I've created space in my mind for good thoughts rather than bad thoughts.
Yeah. So is that because you have meditated in the day. And therefore, when you're getting into bed at night, it's not the first time you've been still. So those thoughts that maybe you would normally have at night when you get into bed have already ran through your mind at an earlier part of the day.
That is literally it. Spot on. So if I'm sitting meditating in the morning on Zoom with a group, I am actively concentrating on acknowledging thoughts that come in. We know they do. The point of meditation is not to clear your mind of thoughts. That's impossible. The point of meditation is to be able to see thoughts for what they are, purely a distraction. You have one, it's gone. You have one, it's gone. You have one, it's gone. I don't believe them. I don't listen to them. I think, wow, how did that person come into my mind? Or what am I thinking about that scenario for? Move on. And so it's training my mind to get back on track each time, back on the M50, heading for the airport, you know, straight down that M50. I'm not going to take any exits early, no distractions, no dramas, nothing, just straight ahead. And so when I sleep at night, I know that I can put my head down and not lie there for hours.
This season of Soul Sisters is brought to you with thanks to Colgate, who believe everyone deserves a future to smile about. Claire, you're always smiling. What made you smile this week?
I'm always smiling. And what made me smile this week was my neighbor up above me had a leak in their kitchen. Pretty sure it was the dishwasher. They got a new one installed. And before I knew it, there was water coming through my ceiling. Now, that was a couple of months ago. And the guide said to me, listen, just let it dry out and then we'll deal with whatever damage needs to be dealt with. I let the time go by, Georgie, and I let it go by and I let it go by and I let it go by. And I became nearly like worried about calling this man to say that the damage needed to be repaired. I just built it up so much in my head. So eventually I just said, I'm going to call Kevin. And I said, Kevin, hi, it's Claire. I've got a leak. Do you remember the leak? And he's like, you've got a leak, have you? I said, yeah, no, it's your leak, Kevin. Do you remember? And he was like, oh God, the leak from ages ago. I said, yeah, Kevin, the leak from ages ago. And he goes, oh my God, you must think I am a terrible person. I am going to send a guy around to get that sorted for you by the end of the week. And he did send a lovely gentleman around. And as the extremely handsome painter did his work in my kitchen, I smiled to myself and I thought, on the other side of an obstacle or a perceived obstacle is a pot of gold. Never be afraid to do things. So that made me smile.
Oh my God, I love your stories. I could listen to you all day.
As well as championing optimism, Colgate provides many dental care products that have clinically proven benefits for you and your family. Available in all major Irish supermarkets and pharmacies.
If someone asked you what your hobbies were, what would you say they are?
It's a really good question. Like my favorite thing to do is listen to podcasts and dive into spirituality and self-development. Like that's my happy place. I suppose as an extension of that, yoga and cold water swimming.
Pizzas.
Eat your pizzas.
Oh God, you're making me want a pizza so much. I bought like a full on roast dinner.
Is it made?
No.
There's still time.
You need to stop talking about pizzas.
Yeah, I do. Do you know what? We'll put a pizza ban in for the next couple of weeks because if I'm going to be really honest with y'all, my body is like, if you put sourdough anywhere near me.
See, you're talking yourself into pizzas as well by talking about pizza so much. Not only all of us listening to you, you're talking yourself into pizzas.
It's pretty clear what Claire's going to do if she wins the lottery, lads, isn't it?
Do you get garlic dip?
Do I get... Is the Pope a Catholic? Mother of pearl. I buy that stuff throughout the week. Sainsbury's do a garlic dip and I make sure I have two of them in the fridge at all times.
Okay. What do you have for your lunch? When it comes to recommends, I thought long and hard this week because two things happened when I went to the Wicklow Escape, which is like this foodie, like little retreat in the middle of Wicklow. Now, I get so excited about food these days and I just want to like eat, eat, eat. So I was so excited to go there. And before dinner, before a 7-course dinner, where you sit with the other guests in the hotel, which sometimes I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't know about this. But then, you know, once I'm there 5 minutes, I'm like, these are my new best friends. So you can get book into the hot tub. So the hot tub is heated by a real fire. So it's like a fire pit in this like steel container that's in the water. So like the steel is heating the water. Wow. It was like insane. So I was in there and after 15 minutes, now I would literally be so happy if I was so warm all the time. Like I love being warm.
Yeah.
I was like to Jamie, oh, I'm a bit warm. I'm going to get out. There's a cold shower over there. I'm going to get under the cold shower.
Whoa.
I stepped out of that hot tub. I did not recognize myself as I walked over and had a cold, ice cold shower. I was like, come on, Jamie, come on. I was like, I feel amazing. The hot tub had me kind of sleepy,
yes,
and just feeling lethargic. So anyway, I was really proud of myself for that. Then we go and we have the dinner. And the man sitting beside me is a cardiologist. And I really wanted to ask him about cold showers. So by like course six, I plucked up the courage to just kind of lean in and say, so, you know, do cold showers like help your cardiovascular system? And he's like, oh, they don't hurt it. And I felt like that's the most I was going to get out of him on the topic. Okay. So I came home and I started re-listening to the Wim Hof Method, chapter 3 on cold showers. So we're coming into the summer now. People who maybe have never been in the sea before may feel like maybe this is the summer that I do it, but you're afraid to take the plunge. Mm. Download the Wim Hof Method and listen to chapter 3. And it's about cold showers and the benefits of cold showers. So when we go into the cold, you know, it shows us that we have the capacity to deal with stressful situations, which makes the rest of your day a little less stressful if you start with a cold shower. So he talks about the 20-day cold shower challenge, which I'm going to start next week.
Can I just ask you a question? When you say a cold shower, do you mean getting into a cold shower?
No, so you have your warm shower, uh-huh, and then you turn it to cold for the last 15 seconds.
Easy.
Now, it's important to read the book because, you know, if you're pregnant, if you have a medical condition, if you're on medication, always check with your doctor before you go into freezing cold water or, you know, take on a cold water challenge. So just to say that, always check with your doctor if you're in any doubt about going into the cold water. So if anyone is looking to kind of, if they're saying to themselves, this is the year I'm going to get into the sea, maybe start with the Wim Hof Method in May, have your cold showers, and maybe by June, you'll be swimming in the sea.
In the sea, lads.
This is the thing, right? I stopped telling myself that I was a certain type of person. I always tell myself, I don't like being cold. I'm not really an outdoorsy type of person. Oh, I don't like exercise. We're going to stop telling ourselves that we're a certain type of person. If you feel in your heart and soul, oh, I wish I could go into the sea, well, then this is your sign. Wim says that the cold water is a gateway to flow, energy and peace. And I swear to God, I cannot endorse that more. What cold water has brought to my life is, first of all, it's free. And second of all, it's changed my life.
Yeah, me too, for sure. For my recommendation this week, it's an Instagram account. It's the.holistic.psychologist.
Ooh.
Dr. Nicole LaPera is her name. She's got 5.2 million followers. She's a psychologist, but I have never seen information so easily expressed and so easy to take in on Instagram.
Oh, really? Let me follow her right now.
So she just does how to ask your partner to meet your needs. learning to regulate your emotions, trauma bonds and relationships with a dysfunctional cycle. Why was I triggered? Like, she does really, really simple, straightforward posts that I find. I'll tell you what it is, bottom line. These posts find me when I need them. So when I open Instagram and I need to see something, generally this account will open up and there she is with her wisdom. And her latest post is things you learn during a spiritual awakening.
It freaks me out when an algorithm can read my mind.
Yes. Is it the algorithm or is it your phone listening to you?
But how can they listen to your thoughts?
You must be thinking out loud. So what's the plan for the week, Crawdaddy?
Oh, I'm very excited about the Good Glow Live. We've got 2 weeks to go. Oh, we've so many surprises on the night. It's starting to get real. I've ordered my outfit. The songs are coming together. The playlists, the people, the stories. Oh, just, I'm so excited. May 30th, National Concert Hall. We're actually sold out, but we've released a few production tickets. So there's a few tickets left over on nch.ie.
Oh, having been there the last time, it is a night to remember.
What about you?
So coming up this week, actually, I am going on retreat. Yeah, I'm coming back to Ireland on Thursday night. And on Friday, I'm going down to Kildare to do a 2-day retreat. It's going to be just getting back to nature, spending time with like-minded people. There's going to be an ice bath and there's going to be plenty of meditation and singing around a campfire. So I'll have all the details for you next episode.
Thank you so much for listening to Soul Sisters today. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to subscribe because that makes such a difference to the podcast, and share with your WhatsApp groups. We'll see you next week.